we call the Drop Zone. It is an unwanted and feared dimension. No service, no texting, no tweeting, no way to communicate. It's just you and a device made useless. It's a land of roaming, and even worse, 1X. No one knows what that means, but there is a way to avoid the Drop Zone. Thumb Sailor and their 4G LTE network. The latest smartphones, the best coverage, and no Drop Zone. Make the switch today to Thumb Sailor and live a life of not worrying about the Drop Zone.
Out of bounds at the 10-yard line, and this will be an illegal procedure against the kicking team as Drum Miller's kick goes out of bounds. So we'll see exactly what they are going to do here. They can take it to the 35 and give decent field position for the Hatchets. That's exactly what they're going to do as we listen into referee.
Kickoff out of bounds. They'll take the option to take the ball at 25 yards from the kickoff stop at the 35. First down, move.
8:17 left in the first half, 13-0 in Novell. Bad Axe trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. Two wide to the right, two wide to the left, McVay in shotgun. And to the left of him is number 44, Ryan Horesky. And in motion to the left, that's number 23, to hand off to Horesky right up the middle and pushes the mile out to the 37-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 2 yards, brought down by number 22, Kenny Kiwabaugh. One of the most interesting names is
There you go.
Four times a charm. Second down, no, don't worry, no one should understand what we're saying at home anyway. 7:44, 13-0, Novell leads Bad Axe. Second down, 8 yards to go, left to right across the radio. McVay hands it off to the man in motion, that's number 23, Bailey. I think trying to run around that left hand, he doesn't have the puck to go. And he is dropped down at the line of scrimmage by number 33, Alexander Robo, where we have a flag flying from the near sideline, the opposite side of this play, away from the play, in the defensive secondary of Novell.
But it's been going with the shotgun formation with two receivers on each side.
It's going to be a personal foul face mask against Novell, so this will be 15 yards walked off. And Dave, I can't remember, does this go from the spot of the foul, or does this go?
It sure looks like that's where they're going to start it from.
So it's going to go from the spot of the foul, 15 yards walked off. And this one given first down to the Bad Axe Hatchets. That's one way to get a first down, Dave.
Yeah, just to break it, the Hatchets foul. Face mask, 15 yards. The result of the penalty would be a first down.
Scoring around the region, Ugly is beating Cass City
13-8
in the first quarter. Harbor Reach is losing to Beaverton 19-0 sometime in the first half. Harbor Reach having troubles stopping the Beaverton offense. Lakers in Sandusky. Sandusky leading 8-7 over Lakers. And same about here, 13-0 over Bad Axe. It's a handoff right up the gun on first and 10. Ryan Horesky, your ball carrier, across the 45, out to the 44 for a gain of 3 yards. Stopped by Robo, linebacker for Novell. Second down, 7 to go. 7 minutes left in the first half.
Yeah, on the play prior, Bad Axe going with two receivers on each side, taking the flat receiver on the right-hand side, putting him in motion, and that guy basically is going to be a distraction to try to get the ball to Horesky up the middle. And on that play before, they actually handed it off to Billy Ivan in motion to try to get around the end and get away from some of that pressure. And, again, it didn't go very far, but the penalty provided him with a first down. And then on first down, Ryan Horesky in the I formation just hunted right up the middle and Bills his way for 3 yards.
Second down, seven to go. Screen pass to the right to Clark Brady, and he's run down in the backfield as Alexander Dewan, the quarterback for Novell, read that one and brought down Brady 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Now a third down, 12 to go.
Yeah, at that time they run a lot of play action and eventually try to swing it over to the fly receiver. They do connect. However, this time Novell actually has enough safeties lined up one-on-one in coverage, and number 13, Alexander Dewan, breaks on the throw and just about meets the ball there and makes the tackle instantly for a big loss for Bad Axe. Now third and very long coming up.
From the Novell 49-yard line, third down, 12 yards to go, two wide each way, man in motion to the near sideline. McVay hands it off to number 23 going the other way, and he has close to the first down marker, but we have a flag flying behind him, and he's finally brought down Bailey Ivan at the 40-yard line by number 7, Tate Hosbeck, the safety. But we'll see what this flag is, and it could be a block in the back or a hold against Bad Axe.
Yeah, and it's a pretty easy one, Clark. There's going to be a hold on number 7, Jared Subject. He was the lead receiver out there and held his defensive back as the running back was going by, providing that extra hold. So I'm sure this is coming back.
And it is indeed a hold against the Hatchers, which will take all the positive yards away from them from the start of the foul, which was at the third 45-yard line. So the play stops at the 39. Don't even look at that.
30, 10 yards, repeat the down.
You heard it there first, repeat the down. So the third down from the 45-yard line of Bad Axe. The first down marker is at the Novell 37-yard line. Third down, 18 yards to go.
Yeah, the Hatches do a really nice job of running a misdirection there. They look like they're bringing the whole offense to the right side. And one running back, 23, Billy Iden, goes the other way. Finally get a little breathing room, and it gets called back.
They in trouble. He is sacked way behind the line of scrimmage at the 33-yard line. By number 33, Alexander Rubble chased him down. And then McVay has been taking his licks tonight. He's going to set a fourth down and a race to go. It's 5.5 before halftime. And we have a timeout called by Sagan and Novell, who lead the Bad Axe Hatchers 13-0. Fourth in the country mile coming up.
Yeah, Bad Axe, they're running play action. And if you run play action, the offensive line has to hold up for the play action to even happen. By the time Ben McVay looked down the field after the play action, he was running for his life. And when he runs to his right, he's going to have to throw across his body. And he was going to attempt to throw, but Smiley just tucked it in and took the sack. But as Clark mentioned, a good punt here might get them back to their first down marker. That's how far they have to go.
The first down marker is at Novell's 37-yard line. Bad Axe is at their own 35 when they started this drive. Just a few plays ago. 5 minutes and 30 seconds before halftime, Novell leads 13-0. Novell scored on their last drive, consisting of 2 plays, 40 yards, and 39 seconds. The extra point was good, 13-0. Taking a look at scoring around the region, Cassidy leads probably 16-13 as TJ Moore with both touchdowns for Cassidy. Punt team is down for Bad Axe. Ryan Gillespie doing the duties. And a beautiful punt. This has good distance all the way back to the 28-yard line, where it's brought in by Jacob Griggs. Griggs out to the 37, out to the 40-yard line before he's forced out of bounds by somehow Ryan Gillespie at the 41-yard line. So, 5:19 left in the second quarter. Ryan Gillespie punts the ball away and beats everyone else down the field and makes the tackle. First and 10 for Novell.
Ryan Gillespie obviously making the tackle. Matt Gorkowski also there to help force him out. But a good punt like that with a lot of air under it gives a special teamer, who's a good one like Jacob Grigg, a little chance to get a running start. He made a few passes miss on his way for a decent return. But now just over 5 minutes to go in the first half, Novell has a chance to go up 3 scores with just about 59 yards to go to the painter to really open this game up 3 scores.
That leads by 2 scores at the moment, one wide each way, 2 men in the backfield, straight line. And number 9 is back in the center, that's Jacob Luby. It's a handoff Raiders in the middle, see number 13, Alexander Jawan, and he was initially hit at the line of scrimmage and finally brought down by Wyatt Humphrey.